Foreword by Peter A. Levine, Ph.D., author of Waking the Tiger, Healing Trauma, and In an Unspoken Voice, How the Body Releases Trauma and Restores Goodness. Yoga has been practiced in the East for thousands of years, and its adepts have claimed numerous benefits, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Until recently, however, these effects have not been quantified scientifically. With Bessel A. van der Kolk's compelling research on the efficacy and positive physiological effects of yoga in trauma recovery, a vital new application for this ageless health-promoting method has been revealed. This should be of no surprise when we realize that a common denominator of all traumas is an alienation and disconnection from the body, and a reduced capacity to be present in the here and now. Indeed, some survivors of trauma are attracted to yoga classes. However, many more would be overwhelmed by a room full of other people deep breathing, sweating, chanting, and straining into seemingly impossible body postures. In this landmark book, the authors bridge this gap and offer survivors a gentle, step-by-step, mindful yoga that is tailored for their specific needs. They help survivors to develop a trauma-sensitive yoga practice that they can apply in the safety of their own homes. Overcoming trauma through yoga begins with a clear, accurate, and informative summary of what trauma is. It dispels common myths about trauma and invites understanding and self-compassion. The authors then help the reader to encourage present moment experience, to learn about making choices from inner impulses, to move rhythmically within themselves, and to interact positively with others. The next phase of the book encourages therapists to practice yoga themselves and then helps these clinicians integrate yoga-based practices into their therapy practice. Finally, there is an informative section for yoga instructors to help them design trauma-sensitive yoga classes. The authors discuss how teachers can create a safe environment through the use of invitational, exploratory, and accepting language to promote inner experiencing. Further, they describe the qualities teachers need to cultivate in order to work effectively with traumatized students. They also give valuable advice on what to do if students are triggered in their traumatic reactions by different yoga postures and breathing patterns. In this way, the risks of re-traumatization are greatly reduced, while healing possibilities are enhanced. David Emerson and Elizabeth Hopper do all of this from the joined perspective of an expert yoga teacher and an experienced trauma therapist. This well-conceived book is a tremendous resource for therapists and yoga teachers. By engaging the wisdom of their bodies, it is a great companion and guide to those taking the journey of recovery from trauma to wholeness. Overcoming Trauma Through Yoga is a gift for those taking the hero's journey of recovery and vibrancy. Foreword by Stephen Cope, MSW, director of the Kripalu Institute for Extraordinary Living and author of Yoga and the Quest for the True Self. When I was in graduate school, a mentor of mine said something that seemed exceedingly important. He was talking about psychoanalysis, but I thought what he said applied to all of life. He said, "The goal of psychoanalysis is to help the patient acknowledge, experience, and bear reality." Acknowledge, experience, and bear reality. Yes, each of those three words seemed exactly right. But I was most interested, at the time, in the final word, bear. He was giving voice to something I already knew. The reality of our experience here on this planet can be difficult to bear. I had never heard anyone say this quite so directly. And it came as a kind of relief to me, quite frankly, to know that others also have difficulty bearing life. Human beings are tender creatures. We are born with our hearts open, and sometimes our open hearts encounter experiences that shatter us. Sometimes we encounter experiences that so violate our sense of safety, order, predictability, and right that we feel utterly overwhelmed, unable to integrate, and simply unable to go on as before. Unable to bear reality. We have come to call these shattering experiences trauma,